This is the Voice of Freedom. Listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, got all kinds of things to tell you. It's getting close to the conference. Monday morning, the conference will begin. And we've got a full house. And some of the best people are coming that you could possibly ever know in the whole world. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting some new people and seeing some old friends, and really just having a whole week of sharing and learning and teaching and sitting out under the beautiful Arizona starlit sky and riding horses or whatever we want to do. I'm looking forward to the Wednesday with Michael Cottingham. We're going to spend all day with him learning about plants and herbs and nutrition and how to make medicines and ointments and teas and poultices and we're going to go out and learn how to identify the plants to do it with. And it's going to be incredible. Just incredible. And we have some several other speakers. And they're all going to remain a surprise. As usual, whoever speaks on the day that when we have our broadcast, you will hear from them. So you will eventually find out who they are and what they talk about. But right now, I'm just going to keep you guessing. Everybody, please write down, take note, especially affiliate stations of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Write down these schedules. All times are Eastern Daylight Time. All times are Eastern Daylight Time. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., the Hour of the Time with William Cooper, yours truly. Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m., the remainder of this week and after the conference is over will be all oldies and special programming. During the conference week, next week, there will be no oldies or special programming between the hour of the time and the rerun of the hour of the time, except Request for Help and the Home Satellite Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. So this week, and beginning again the week after the conference is over, 6 to 7 p.m., the hour of the time, with yours truly, William Cooper, 7 to 11 p.m., all oldies and special programming, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m., or 11 to 12 p.m., will be the rerun of that same day's earlier edition of the hour of the time, Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 10 p.m., Quest for Health with Michael Cottingham, Thursdays, every Thursday, 9 to 11 p.m., the Home Satellite Radio Show with Dan Morgan, and on Saturday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., American Exposé with Chris Gardner. If you haven't been listening to his broadcast, you've been missing out, I can guarantee you. Now, remember, next week, during the conference, you will hear at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the hour of the time. Monday and Tuesday, you will hear Quest for Health from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern with Michael Cottingham. Thursday, 9 to 11 p.m., the Home Satellite Radio Show. And, of course, every night next week, you will also hear from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern, the hour of the time, rerun from the broadcast earlier on the same day. And every Saturday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., American Exposé with Chris Gerner. So make sure you understand that scheduling change. If you're an affiliate station, make sure that you know that this additional programming we've been providing will not be provided next week. There just isn't any way to do it. So as soon as the conference is over, it will resume, ladies and gentlemen. Also, in our quest to discover ways and means to pay for the expanded broadcasting of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, which, by the way, folks, has never made any money, has been a losing proposition from the beginning, is still losing, but I will still continue to carry it until I just haven't got anything left to sell. That's the way it's going to be. If you want to help yourself and help the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network continue to expand its programming and hopefully reach a point where it breaks even, and that's all we really care about, then call Southwest International Trading at 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432, and ask how you can obtain the Economic Survival Pack number 1. You saw what happened yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. The Japanese, in an effort to get fairer exchange rates for the yen, admonished the United States to either standardize the exchange rates or they were going to sell off all their United States bonds and buy gold. Now, why do you think they said they were going to buy gold? In case you didn't know it, folks, nations pay their debts in gold. Nations know more than you do. And the reason the Japanese said that they would buy gold is because they knew what their move would do, and the only thing to protect them against the crash that would surely follow would be gold. And I'm telling you right now that unless you have gold and silver of some kind, precious metals, preferably in coin, recognizable by anybody as being gold and silver coin, if there's a tremendous economic catastrophe, you're going to be hurting. You're going to be up against the wall. In our Economic Survival Pack number 1, these are not numismatic coins. They're not investment grade. They're not for buying, hoping that they're going to go up in value at some later date so you can make a killing. It's just gold and silver coin, folks, so that you will have it in case of an emergency. And it's a ridiculously low price of only $250. And in this Economic Survival Pack number 1, there's one-tenth ounce gold eagle. It's a coin, a United States gold coin, one British gold sovereign. This is a British coin. It's a gold sovereign. One half roll of silver eagle dollars and one roll of junk dimes. Now, just because it says junk dimes, don't go off the deep end and think you're getting junk. It's not junk. It's 90% silver. Back when dimes used to really be dimes. Not this, you see, the real junk is what you've got in your pocket now, folks, is copper with this little nickel coating on it to make it look like it's silver to fool you. So that when they stopped minting our coins with silver, that then nobody would make a big stink when they got copper coins. You see, it's all an illusion. Foisted upon us by the magi who practice magic, and magic is the art of illusion. Remember that. So, call 1-800-295-2432. And remember, every dollar you spend with Southwest International Training will bring some money into the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network to help us continue to expand our programming. And there's something else, folks. You know, I really don't like to take donations. If people send donations, that's fine, but I don't like to ask for them. Many of you have pledged to make a donation each month to help us expand our programming. Some of you have honored that pledge. Some of you have not. The ones who have not, you're not going to get a phone call from me begging you to honor your pledge. It's not going to happen, and I'm not going to do it over the air either. And I'm constantly looking for new ways to help you, and at the same time, in your helping yourself, be able to provide some income for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network in order to be able to continue to expand our programming and bring you the very best of programming that we possibly can. And I have just completed an agreement with a long-distance telephone carrier, and I'm not going to give you any details over the phone, but I can tell you this. Any of you who want to switch your carrier to the carrier that we now have, it won't cost you a penny to switch. It won't cost you a thing. And you can call us and let us know what your current rate is per minute for long-distance calls, and we'll tell you if we can lower that rate, and if we can, we want you to switch. And we want you to switch because it will lower your long-distance telephone rate, and at the same time, it will bring in money for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. If it will not lower your rate, then I don't want you to do it, but I want you to inquire with us, okay? So if you're really interested in seeing the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network survive and expand its programming and bring you programming that you don't get anywhere else, then tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., that is Mountain Standard Time, that's our time here, call Connie and tell her what your current rate is, and we'll tell you if we can save you money. Switching doesn't cost you a thing. And really, to tell you the truth, we do it all for you, folks. Make it easy and painless. Your phone rate will go down, and we'll get some money in here for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. And that's all I can tell you right now, because that's, you know, that's really all there is to it. If you're interested in doing some more with this, then we can talk to you about that. But basically, what we want you to do is save some money on your current long-distance phone rate, and at the same time, it'll help bring in some money for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Okay, so think about that. Call between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow and talk to Connie. Or you can drop us a postcard or write us a letter, and we'll be happy to send you some information back and let you know what this is all about. But this is something that benefits everybody. Like I said, it doesn't cost you one penny to switch. And if we cannot lower your long-distance rates, we don't want you to switch, and we'll tell you. You call us up and say, hey, my current rates are 15 cents a minute, we'll tell you, yeah, we can help you. We can lower your rates. So, and, you know, maybe we can even do something for people whose rates are even lower than that. So, give it a chance. Give it a try. It can't hurt you, and it can't cost you anything, folks. And, of course, to help yourself prepare for an economic crisis, you need to purchase our Economic Survival Pack number 1. We would have had a new package for you, because we're going to try to change this once a week, and we would have had Gene Miller on the radio again to give you an update on the stock market and what's happening in precious metals, like he always used to do and is going to do in the future. But he hurt his knee really bad, and I mean really bad, because he's in the hospital undergoing an operation right now. And as soon as that's all straightened out, then we'll resume with a new package, and but you can still purchase the Economic Survival Pack number 1. In the meantime, for those of you who have not acted upon this offer, don't go away. I'll be right back to give you all kinds of information here. Make sure you have pen and paper by your side. And by the way, if you don't know the number to call tomorrow to find out about your phone rates, call 520-333-4578. Don't bother calling this afternoon. Our office now closes at 1 p.m. It's open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Okay? That's how we had to do it, to save money around here, to make all of this stuff work, and without getting rid of anybody. So we don't want to get rid of anybody unless we absolutely have to, and we'll put that off as, you know, as long as we can. So that's what we're doing. Don't go away. I'll be right back after this very short pause.
Welcome to the new world order. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashes make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
They want
a new world order. A new world order.
Oh, yes, it is a big idea. Too big. Too big for their britches idea is what it is. You know, folks, I have nothing against the New World Order or even one world government, but I will not even consider one that is based upon lies and deception and manipulation of any kind. And that's what this one is all about. Being brought about by socialists who don't know anything other than to lie. They just lie, 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 lie. Chronic, bold-faced liars. Now I'm going to give you some astounding stuff. This will just blow your socks off. This came off the list this morning, by the way. List is just for members, so don't call up and ask how you can get on the list. If you're a member, you may. If you're not, forget it. Get tired of the normal internet baloney that you have to go through when you let irresponsible antisocial people on the list. So now we have just members, and it's just so nice and calm, and everybody's exchanging information and research, and it's wonderful. Like I always dreamed it would be. And so we have probably the best list on the entire internet. There's no baloney on our list, no flaming, no lies, no rumors, no, you know, none of that stuff is on our list. Everything is sourced and documented, and the people are wonderful. And this came off the list this morning. Fairfax, Virginia, June 23rd. an eWire press release. Dr. Bert Boland, who is the chairman of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, ladies and gentlemen, has publicly verified everything that I've been telling you for years. Listen to what he says. He publicly refutes the claims by the Clinton administration and most of the environmental activist groups that any floods, droughts, hurricanes, or other extreme weather patterns are the result of rising global temperatures. He says, and I quote, "There has been no effect on countries from any current change," end quote, said Boland, adding that efforts by activists to establish such a link is, quote, "why I do not trust the Greens," end quote. Boland, ladies and gentlemen, is the chairman of the IPCC. He has been for 8 years. He's a respected Swedish meteorologist. And he raised this point on June the 2nd in Stockholm, Sweden, during the first of two debates on the global warming issue with University of Virginia atmospheric physicist S. Fred Singer, who's the former director of the United States Weather Satellite Service. Speaking before an audience of scientists, journalists, and industry representatives, Boland remained adamant that there has been some human influence on climate, but conceded that man-made increases in temperature are so small as to be barely detectable. And that's what I've been telling you all along. The way they skew these figures, folks, instead of going out somewhere where there is no human influence on the temperature and taking temperature readings and measuring them over many years, what they do to skew these figures is they go in the middle of a big city and they take a temperature reading in a parking lot on a hot day, and then they say there's global warming. And it's easy to skew figures, folks, and skew statistics and slant them and make them say whatever you want them to say. It's just you figure out what you want to say, and then you figure out how to do it, and then you can do it. And most people never question, never check. That's why I call them not people, but sheeple, because they are. Oh, my. Boland took issue with the statement by Tim Wirth, United States Undersecretary of State for Global Affairs, that global warming science was settled. He says, Tim Wirth may have said that, said Boland, but I've talked with him, and I know he really doesn't mean it. Boland is apparently also at odds with a group of scientist activists who state in the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, June 19th, that, quote, scientific questions surrounding global warming have largely been resolved and that the government must take quick action, including reducing fossil fuel emissions, end quote. Not so, says Boland. For his part, Fred Singer made it clear that the science certainly was not settled, and expressed surprise that those at the highest levels of the IPCC seemed unaware or unable to respond to many of the latest findings during an hour-long presentation illustrated with numerous graphs showing recent observations. Singer demonstrated the following points. One, an anti-correlation discovered by researchers at SEPP between global temperature over the last century and sea level. In effect, when temperature goes up, sea level goes down. Comparing data on temperature and sea level published in the peer-reviewed literature, Singer found that the ongoing sea level trend showed a drop between 1925 and 1940 when temperatures were rising, recovering from the Little Ice Age, which occurred before. It has nothing to do with what's going on today. If confirmed, this would indicate that during a global temperature increase, any glacial melting would be more than offset by increased ocean evaporation and precipitation. Snow at the poles, which actually increases the ice caps, makes the glaciers grow, and causes the onslaught of an ice age, ladies and gentlemen, exactly as I wrote in my book and exactly as I've been telling you for the last 5 years. Two, new evidence discovered by researchers at SEPP of regional climate warming at northern mid-latitudes over Europe and the United States, which shows a startling correlation to patterns of commercial airline traffic. Singer theorizes that thin contrails of ice particles, not CO2, are creating a regional warming at the surface. Airline traffic is increasing at a rate of 5% per year, yet Sanger notes that this effect has not been addressed by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. And as an aside here, folks, remember all the stuff about the the ozone holes, which are also a fraud? Total fraud. There are no ozone holes. There's only a place at the pole during which winter is occurring where the normal effect between oxygen in the atmosphere and light from the sun does not take place, which means there is a lack of ozone created at that particular point over that particular pole. And they're trying to blame all this on CFCs, but yet there's no CFCs. There's no ozone holes over Los Angeles or over London or Tokyo or Bonn or any place like that. You know, they're trying to tell us that all of the CFCs in the world go up in the atmosphere and find their way to the pole, which is experiencing winter at that particular time, and eats up all the ozone. It just ain't true, McGee. Just ain't true. And at the same time, discounting the fact that one Boeing 707, ladies and gentlemen, one Boeing 707 during one intercontinental flight destroys more ozone flying through the ionosphere, where the creation of ozone takes place, by the way, with its engines sucking up ozone and oxygen from the atmosphere and burning it and producing CO2, than all of the CFCs could ever have destroyed in the entire history of humanity in the world. And same thing with one volcanic eruption. One volcanic eruption is enough to destroy more ozone than could ever have been destroyed by anything that man has ever done in man's entire history. But you see, it doesn't matter because ozone is a free radical. It's an ion, and it's created and destroyed within just a few seconds. Ozone is created when light from the sun interacts in the ionosphere with oxygen, and it splits the oxygen molecule into two ions, each one O. Remember, oxygen is O2? Well, it just splits it. So you got two molecules of O, two ions, as a matter of fact. Ions are unstable. O, or ozone, does not like to remain in that state. As soon as it can find something to chemically bond with, it does. Whether it's oxidizing something or finding another ion of O and forming O2 again, or forming with another ion of O, which is oxygen, and H, which is hydrogen, forming water, which comes out of the atmosphere as rain. You know, it's just it's a constant, never-ending thing. It just is always being created, and it's always being destroyed. And nothing that we human beings are going to do is ever going to change that. As long as there's sunlight entering the atmosphere and interacting with oxygen in the ionosphere, there will always be plenty of ozone. But at whichever pole is experiencing winter, at any particular time during the winter, in that particular hemisphere of the world, there is a point above that pole where, because of the tilt of the earth, sunlight does not interact with oxygen in the ionosphere, and the creation of ozone does not take place. It is not a hole where ozone has been destroyed because man has CFCs and all of this kinds of stuff. It's just a place where the reaction is not occurring. It is a normal thing. Nothing strange about it, ladies and gentlemen. And I was the first to break that story on the Hour of the Time over 5 years ago. It was one of the first broadcasts that I ever did. And nobody had ever heard such a thing before. The world went berserk when they heard that broadcast. And I was attacked from all quarters until scientists stood up and said, he's right. And ladies and gentlemen, I am right. And I'm also right about this global warming crap, too. You see, it's easy to find out if something is true or false, if you're being lied to or manipulated or scammed, or if you're being told the truth and being helped, simply by doing some very little research. Anyone could have found out the truth about the ozone hoax simply by reading any high school chemistry and physics books from just about any high school in the land. But, nope, the sheeple, oh boy, we got ozone holes. We're going to fry and catch cancer. You got to control the atmosphere. How are we going to do that? Because there's all these third world countries and they won't listen. We got to have world government. We got to control everybody. Well, remember, they were going to do away with CFCs everywhere, and they just about did everywhere except in the state of Arizona. We went down and educated our state legislature, and we still use CFCs in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. We're not paying those high prices for those CFC substitutes like the rest of you are, because we weren't fooled, and we went down and educated our legislators, and they weren't fooled either. So, you know, federal government doesn't give us some of the money that they give to other people as bribery to do what they want, but that's okay with us because we don't need it. Variations in the temperature and CO2 record from ocean sediment cores and tree ring data unrelated to human activities over the entire history of the Earth. Sanger demonstrated that even in recorded history, the last 3,000 years, there have been rapid temperature variations exceeding anything predicted by the IPCC that produced absolutely no apparent ill effects and could in no way be blamed upon any human activity. 4. The impact of the heat island effect on land-based temperature stations. Specifically, the research on land-based stations in California by meteorologist James Goodridge, which show a wide disparity between temperature readings in large population counties, large increase over time, medium population counties, small increase, and small population counties, no increase at all. The continued unreliability of computer climate models, including the much-touted three-dimensional models. Sanger cited University of Virginia meteorologist Patrick Michael's critique of the IPCC results showing that the claimed temperature trends are still the result of the time frame selected. In effect, when you start and when you stop. And Richard Kerr's article in the May 16, 1997 issue of Science, Greenhouse Forecasting Still Cloudy, which reveals considerable doubt about the models even among scientists affiliated with the IPCC. And 6. The impact of solar radiation, as outlined by Danish scientists Egil Friis Christensen and Henrik Svensmark, which affects climate by modulating the cosmic radiation, which in turn affects cloudiness. This mechanism has been detailed by respected British science writer Nigel Calder in a popular book called The Manic Sun, Pilkington Publishers, 1997. Which has just been published in Britain, Denmark, and the Netherlands. Bolin, who appeared frustrated, focused almost entirely on the three-dimensional computer model, saying only that the climate and CO2 records over thousands of years were irrelevant, and that the only thing that's important is the next 100 years. He did promise, however, that the IPCC would examine the impact of commercial airline traffic in its next climate change report. And he acknowledged that a greater reliance on nuclear power was an option, though with political considerations, if nations desired to reduce CO2 emissions. He said, quote, "We do not deny the obvious facts about energy," end quote, he said. And so on and so forth, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I just love it when somebody comes out and tells the truth. And this whole report, by both sides, has brought out more truth than ever before about this. And what it shows is, yeah, you take a temperature reading in a densely populated city in California where there are lots of buildings and black pavement and parking lots, you're going to record a temperature increase. Oh, yes, you are. Because the sun's energy is soaked up by all this stuff, and it's held there. And, you know, it's That's why cities are warmer at night than just 10 miles out in the country. So anyway, be that as it may, or be that as it were, or whatever it is, let's take a short break here and see what's going on. Let me see. Okay, let's do this. Be right back.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
You to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at 4.
Oh, I remember 2 to 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, when we had very little snowfall up here in the mountains. By very little, I mean almost none. And we need lots of snowfall in the mountains in order to have water for the summer and to provide water for the aquifer, which supplies all the wells. And we're sitting on one of the largest aquifers in the entire United States here in the White Mountains area of Arizona. And we didn't get hardly any snowfall that winter. In fact, you could drive up in the mountains on any given day and you just would see little patches here and there. Everybody was screaming, "Oh, global warming! Global warming! We're not going to have any more water! We're all going to die! Our farms are going to rot and our wells are going to dry up and we're not going to be able to live here!" And I said, "Baloney. You just don't know, Cooper! You just don't know!" The next winter, folks, we had record snowfall. We had more snow than we knew what to do with. More snow than I've ever seen here. It was incredible. And everybody was running around, avoiding me. Didn't want to talk to me. You see, it's just baloney, ladies and gentlemen. This earth has been around for a long time. There's not much that we can do to really hurt it. And if you check throughout the history, there have been cycles and all of this stuff, just like there are cycles in politics and everything else, and cycles in wars and fashions and all of that kind of stuff. And if you'll check the history of this country, you'll find that most of the ecological damage was done during the late 1800s, early 1900s, and there was a point when almost every forest in this country had been cut, ladies and gentlemen. And it was lumber companies and paper companies and people who owned the land who replanted the forests and the trees and brought back the forests. It was hunters who proposed the measures to increase the herds of wild game in this country. It was not the Sierra Club. It was not all these raving lunatics running around spiking trees and trying to kill people. It wasn't any of them. It was private people who owned property and had a stake in business. and had a stake in those trees and in those animals and in this country, people who cared. And that's always the way it is. And they did it with the truth. They didn't do it with lies and manipulation and deception like these crazy green people do. Talk about little green people from Mars. We don't need green people from Mars. We got little green people from Earth right here doing enough damage. The attack of the green people from Earth. Let's make a movie about that. I think we should. Now here's something that's dastardly. This is dangerous. This is probably one of the most dangerous things I've ever heard. This is exactly what they did in the Soviet Union to get rid of political dissidents and anybody else that they didn't like. And this is dangerous, and you all better listen to this. You better listen very carefully to this, because this is the most dangerous Supreme Court decision that I have ever seen and has implications that can affect all of us. I mean, they could show up here tomorrow with a straight jacket and two guys in white clothes and carry me off because of this. Simply because of what I say over the radio. This is absolutely incredible. I can't even believe that this has happened in this country. This is Soviet Union stuff. You see, the Supreme Court has just ruled that a civil proceeding can be brought to mentally commit someone said to be, quote, dangerous to himself or others, end quote, with no proof being offered whatsoever of any harm to anyone else, no criminal charge being filed, nothing, simply because someone says so. This is exactly what they did in the Soviet Union. And guess what, folks? They said that the mental commitments are for as long as the doctors say to keep you. There is no definite sentence. So, this is going to be a new tool in politics to get rid of the political enemies of whoever thinks they need to be getting rid of. I wonder how many patriots in this country this has already been done to. You see, they have carte blanche, ladies and gentlemen. And there's really nothing anybody can do to stop it. Note also that in civil cases, as opposed to a criminal prosecution for a crime, the standard of proof is not beyond a reasonable doubt, but that there must only be a showing by a preponderance of the evidence. And in this case, they have ruled, folks, that no proof need be offered whatsoever of any harm to anyone else, no criminal charge needs to be filed, nothing. This is a ghastly ruling. It is exactly the technique that was used to send Alexander Solzhenitsyn and hundreds of thousands of other dissidents off to mental commitment in the communist Soviet Union Gulag archipelago. You don't believe it? Read Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. Study the history of the Soviet Union. And you will see. Now, let me see if I can find them. This is the case, Kansas versus Hendricks. Certiorari to the Supreme Court of Kansas. Number 95-1649, argued December 10th, 1996, decided June 23rd, 1997. And that's it. It's the Supreme Court of Kansas. Let me clarify that for you. It's the Kansas Supreme Court. I'm sorry. It's not the Kansas Supreme Court. Kansas Supreme Court said they couldn't do it. But the Supreme Court, 259 Kansas, 246, 912, P. 2nd, 129, was reversed. Thomas J. delivered the opinion of the court in which Rehnquist, C.J. and O'Connor, Scalia and Kennedy, J.J. joined Kennedy, filed a concurring opinion, Breyer J. filed a dissenting opinion in which Stevens and Souter joined and in which Ginsburg joined as to parts 2 and 3. So, sorry there was a little confusion there, but this is not as clear as I thought it should be. The United States Supreme Court overturned the Kansas Supreme Court, which said that you can't do that. The United States Supreme Court says you can do it. Okay? And unfortunately, they're the last word on the subject. At least I think they are. They used to be. Should they be? Let me see here. Where is it? Here it is. Hold on, folks. Got some new stuff on Waco, the Rules of Engagement. I want to give you the current theaters where Waco, the Rules of Engagement is being shown. This is up to date. And let me see. It's already shown at Cinema Village, New York, New York. It is already shown at the Florida Film Festival in Maitland, Florida. You can still catch it at the Tower Theater. The Tower Theater, 876 East 900 South Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84105. That's the zip. Showing June 20th through the 27th. This is the 25th, so you've got two more days besides today to see it. And you can see it at the Key Theater, 1325 and a half Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. And there'll be a question and answer session following each screening at that theater. It's showing at 5:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on Friday, June 20th and 27th. June 20th through the 27th, and if the theater's packed, each showing, it may go beyond the 27th. It's also going to be shown at the Coolidge Corner Theater, 290 Harvard Street, Brookline, Massachusetts, near the intersection of Beacon and Harvard Streets, showing daily June 27th through July 4th. We'll be showing at the Magic Theater, 107 Argyle Way, Nevada City, California, showing daily July 4th through the 11th. Also at the Naro Cinema, that's spelled N-A-R-O, Naro Cinema, 1503 Colley Avenue. Colley is spelled C-O-L-L-E-Y. 1503 Colley Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia, showing July 14th and 15th. Cinemasters Theaters, University Village, Riverside, California, will be showing in September. We don't have the dates yet. Also, the Denver Film Festival. We don't know what theater that will be in Denver, Colorado, but it'll be showing October 23rd through the 30th. Sometime in that time frame, the exact dates will, of course, be announced. And got this forwarded from Michelle. Week of June 27th through July 3rd is the correct dates for the showing at the Coolidge Theater in Massachusetts. It's an exclusive Boston area premiere. Here's what they're saying about it in Boston. The first full-length work to present the complete picture of the tragic series of events outside of Waco, Texas that resulted in the killing of four federal agents and the gassing and fiery deaths of 76 men, women, and children of the Branch Davidian religious sect. The film presents a number of startling revelations about the disturbing incident using a powerful collection of images and sounds from original sources. Included are home video footage made by the Davidians inside Mount Carmel during the siege and pre-existing home videos providing a fascinating glimpse into the early days of the sect. Footage of the FBI's constant surveillance from an aircraft circling overhead and an extremely candid home video made by an FBI agent at a sniper position overlooking the Mount Carmel buildings while relaxed agents reveal their true feelings and intentions, and it will chill your blood. Compelling interviews with technical experts, distinguished academic scholars, and participants themselves all contribute to making this explosive new documentary an important expose on this notorious federal law enforcement action and how basic civil and human rights were terribly abused. I would say murder is more than abused, ladies and gentlemen. These people were massacred, murdered. Murdered. Massacred. Intentionally killed. Abused, to me, is a mild term to describe that. It has nothing to do with basic civil and human rights. It has to do with everything. Everything! The Coolidge Corner Theater is located at 290 Harvard Street in Brookline, Massachusetts. Public parking is available in the Brookline Municipal Lot immediately behind the theater. It is accessible by the Green Line C branch at the Coolidge Corner T-stop. The theater is run by the Coolidge Corner Theater Foundation, a nonprofit organization. And here's a phone number. You can call 734-2500. I don't know the area code if you're out of the area. And for more recorded information, or 734-2501 to reach real people. Tickets are $7 for all shows at all times except bargain matinees. That's before 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, before 5 p.m. Sunday. Tickets are $5. Senior citizens and children under 12, tickets are $4 all the time. Please direct all inquiries about ticket pricing to the Coolidge to 617-734-2501. There's the area code. 617-734-2501. Okay, I guess that's that. Okay, folks, once again, if you want to help yourself, if you want to help the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network continue to expand its broadcasting and bring you only the very best of programming, then you need to call Southwest International Trading right now at 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432. And ask how you can obtain our Economic Survival Pack number 1. It's being sold at a ridiculously low price of only $250. It contains 1 1/10 ounce gold eagle, 1 British gold sovereign, 1 1/2 roll of silver eagle dollars, and 1 roll of what are called junk dimes. And they're called junk dimes because they're modern dimes. Well, not modern. I guess they are modern. It depends on, you know, how your mental frame of mind is about modern. They're pre-1964 or 63 dimes that are 90% silver. They really have no collector's value to them. And the value is strictly for their silver content, and that's why they call them junk dimes. To me, silver is not junk. What we carry in our paper, in our pocket today, that's junk, folks. That's junk. It's not only junk, it's a lie. It's a scam. It's counterfeit, is what it is. So call 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432, Southwest International Trading. And purchase the Economic Survival Pack number 1, $250 per pack. Also, folks, in our continuing efforts to find means and ways to continue to pay for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, and it's expensive, ladies and gentlemen, we had to purchase a satellite audio subcarrier, which has cost us an awful lot of money, I got to tell you. We had to purchase equipment at the Uplink site, which cost an awful lot of money, and we don't have all this money. We determine if it's right to do it, and if it is, we go ahead and do it, and we just trust in God that God's going to bring us the money. And so far, He hasn't failed us. And if we ever go off in the wrong direction, you know, we just get smacked down, and it's by that big finger of fate from the sky, I got to tell you. And that's how we do things around here. So we believe that this is the right thing to do. If it is, then somehow the money is going to come in to make it possible. But we don't, you know, like to rely on donations. For one thing, people say they're going to donate and they're going to pledge every month and then they don't follow through. And so then you have to get on the air and you have to beg and all that kind of stuff. And I just can't do that. So I'm not going to do it. If people want to send donations to help us out, that's fine. We will accept those donations, but we won't ask for them. And if you say you're going to send a donation every month and you send it one time and you don't send it after that, we're not going to call you and say, hey, remember you pledged this. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. I don't believe in it, for one thing. And for number two thing, you know, to me, anybody who makes a commitment or gives their word on something and won't carry through isn't worth my talking to them. How about that? Especially with all we do around here, making commitments and doing work, when we would really like to be doing a lot of other things, I got to tell you. So I just made an agreement with a long-distance carrier for telephone long-distance carrier. And we can make your long-distance rates come down, folks. And if we can't, we'll tell you. We'll tell you, don't switch. But if we can, we want you to switch. You don't have to pay any fees, no monthly service charge. You don't even have to give us a penny to do it. All you have to do is call tomorrow morning at 520-333-4578. Tell us what your rate is now, 15 cents a minute, 11 cents a minute, 5 cents a minute, 25 cents a minute. We don't care. We'll tell you the truth. If we can lower your long-distance telephone rates, we'll do it for you. It won't cost you a thing. And if we can't, we'll tell you we can't. How about that? But if we can, we want you to switch, because if you switch, then that brings in some money to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. So you'll be happy because your long-distance telephone rates will be lower. We'll be happier because we will then have some money to help expand the programming and make the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network work for itself. And that's all there is to it. If you're interested in going further than that, we can help you with that. But that's all there is to it. That's all you need to know. And so either drop us a line, write us, or call. And remember, the office is only open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. So write us a letter or call and tell us exactly what your current long-distance telephone rate is per minute. All you have to do to figure that out is look at your telephone bill and go down and divide the number of minutes into the amount you got charged for that call, and it'll tell you. Okay? Okay, folks. That does it, I believe. And so, good night. Please call and order your Economic Survival Pack. And don't forget to let us know what your phone rates are so that we can help you and you can help us at the same time. God bless each and every single one of you. That's the one I wanted.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, Hank. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Please get well fast. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, think of the facts.
Get out of this house. Serve your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. That's the best that I can do when you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke. Reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and Clinton saying hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar of right, Clinton's preparing us for another huge attack.
This is the Voice of Freedom. listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, what some of you have been waiting for. All oldies, most of the time, only the very best music from some of the best of the past generations in America and the world.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a star. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you,